Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning.
What up, though?
I saw so many ambulances and fire trucks just fly in front of me this morning.
There's a lot going on. In Wesley Chapel, there's a car that was on fire. I don't know if they've extinguished it yet, but it backed up traffic. So anybody who's heading out of Wesley Chapel, you probably got some bumper-to-bumper action going on already. And that was the first thing I saw with Greg D and the news team this morning. So we'll get some weather from him coming up. But, yeah, and then there's one in South Tampa.
Yeah.
On the other side of the Gandy.
Mm-hmm.
That has emergency out there as well. I don't know if it was an accident or whatever. But it's crazy.
I know. This morning, I was like, whoa, it's a Wednesday.
It's a lot of activity on the radio around ranch over here, too. I was pulling in because I went the long way to try to go to the Wawa.
Yeah.
And got off the right here on the exit that comes into our Koger-like community. And I saw a bunch of, like, cars. And I never see cars down there. I mean, we've been here forever. And I never see a lot. I see officers that park down there, like, get side by side and talk and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't see, like, a lot of, like, population walking around.
No.
Man, it was like happy hour.
There's
and I was like,
party?
What's going on down there? And then I saw they doing construction, so I got nosy and started looking around. You know how you got to do.
Same thing when
Davi was talking about he looked in his neighbor's house.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
If somebody is doing something in the building and you don't go in and look at it and
yes.
see just comparatively. Because, like, I really want to go downstairs in the law office.
Oh, yeah, big
time. I want to see what they did.
Same.
Lawyers?
100%.
You know damn well they
I
got
know.
Stuff
and I
kind
of want to walk in there, see if, like, the doors are open, just so I could kind of, like, look around.
Hey, can I tell you, there's one thing that I judge, and you won't understand this because you're not a guy here in mm-hmm. this building, but I downstairs their bathroom.
Yeah.
Every time I go in that bathroom, I'm like, how are we on the same building?
Yeah, it's totally different.
Oh, my God.
Like, I know.
Whoever designed their bathroom
is much better.
Oh, my God. They're a good person. Like, our bathroom is kind of high schoolish.
It really is. It's gross. And we're always running out of things.
There's a soap issue going on right now in
yes,
the bathroom.
Yes, 100%.
You have to either have your own hand, because I have those little bitty antibacterials I got from the charity.
Yeah.
So, you have to carry it in your pocket. To just be able to leave the bathroom.
Right.
Because there was like some brown soap that was in.
Oh, my God. Oh, I know. Because when you pump it, it'll change colors.
Yeah.
And it's like, is this clean?
Yeah.
Is it rust?
Everybody was scared.
I'm washing my hands with rust.
Somebody got jazzy with the soap. And so everybody was like, what is that?
Yeah.
Why is this?
Right. 100%. So, that happens in the girls' room. And then also, is there a dead roach on the floor? It's fun here.
The roach doesn't bother me.
Because you're used to it now.
Because,
in the building.
I mean, we have them. Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it does. No. Not we. I'm not the building. Because I don't see them everywhere. I see them in the bathroom.
Okay.
And I see them at the front door.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
That's the only place I see them.
Right.
But I see them in the bathroom all the time.
What like, are you guys doing in there?
You can't take. Somebody's taking tacos in there or something. Because it's like these, but they're palmetto bugs. And I swear to God. Every, like, 2 weeks, there'll be one that dies up in the air vent.
Mm-hmm. Above the toilet. So if you
Above
have to sit on the toilet.
Yeah, which is another reason why I never would sit in it.
Right. We do. We sit down, and if you look straight up, there's at least one a week.
It's a bug life.
It's gross. Not,
welcome to the Sexiness Radio.
Ugh.
We just totally shot the whole dream dead for you right now. That's how we do it. Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We got people texting us saying they feel sorry for us. Like we in prison.
Don't feel sorry for us.
Well, you missed the conversation.
I mean, he heard it. You know, our bathroom situation is a little wonky.
Yeah.
But it's getting, first of all, we just picked up somebody else.
We picked up somebody
like
else.
Another company. And they're like, man.
Pest control?
Yeah, no, for the, this is for
different.
the bathroom services.
Okay.
So, like, we just picked up a new company.
Janitorial services.
Yeah, this is why our urinal, like, we have urinal things now. Like, we have, like,
a little scented cakes.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, look at us. We get classy.
Moving on up.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's still a roach or two in that thing, but they don't control that.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. So, we got that going on. So, somebody hit us and said it sounds like we in prison.
It's not that bad, but it's prison-like.
It's prison-ish.
All right. The biggest story of the night, I figured, you know, me and Meredith was already talking about it. Your boy, Al Pacino.
Did you see this?
Al Pacino, we know, who was Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
I mean, Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
Any Given Sunday, he was Jamie Foxx's old coach. Al Pacino is probably one of the most prolific actors in Hollywood. 82 years old.
Yeah.
He got his 29-year-old girlfriend pregnant.
Oh, damn. Oh, wow. And didn't Robert De Niro just have a kid?
And everybody always confused them with each other because they're that kind of, like, actor.
Yeah. And they've been in so many movies
exactly
together.
Exactly. They were raging, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, they both have historic, like, careers. So he has a baby coming. Now Al Pacino got a baby coming. 82 years old. His 29-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How we feel about this? Because this... Y'all have failed me a few times with old people and young people. I thought y'all would get mad. Y'all are like, let them live, blah, blah, blah. How we feel about this?
It's kind of gross.
Ah!
It's kind of gross.
Come on.
It's an 82-year-old?
I mean, from whose side is it?
I'm not mad at this. I'm not. They're both adults. She knows the clock is ticking. He's having the time of his life with a 29-year-old.
Oh.
Who's losing here?
So
but I mean, are we looking at her? If that's my sister.
Yeah.
That's how I'm thinking of it. If this is my sister and she's with an 82-year-old man.
Oh, my God.
And she's 29. I'm like, babe.
But she's not with an 82-year-old man. She with a legend that's probably about to set her up for life.
He about to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
He got kids double my age.
Okay. All right.
That's a big age gap. It's not just big age gap.
I mean, for real, like, my kid got a 59-year-old uncle.
She probably never got to work again.
Ooh, yeah, so.
She could retire at 30.
As soon as that baby comes. She was working in general.
That ain't even an uncle. That's a 59-year-old brother.
Yeah, that is so gross.
I'm born with a 59-year-old brother.
I mean, good for them. I mean, that's what they wanted. Do you think it was a whoopsie or they were trying to get pregnant?
Ain't no whoopsies.
Yeah, it was trying.
No whoopsies. That man know his body.
Yeah. And he's like, baby, I just popped this pill one hour ago.
Yeah, he only got a certain amount of time. Come on. There's no way. God. There's no way an 82-year-old man is hammer time.
And she was trying.
There's no way.
She's like, yeah.
Very fertile.
Let's go.
But, I mean, unless she just, maybe he said, you know, you give me a good sponge bath. I can take care of you for life if you're like, you know, my guy, he just had a baby.
But just last week we were talking about, like, these people that are going at this life extensions and doing all of these things that, not immortality, but... I think the bar is changing. I think rich people are looking at age a little different than our grandparents. Now they got the high T's and the little things that they could pop.
Yeah. Is that the opposite of low T?
Yeah, that's his T's.
The high T's.
Obviously through the roof right now. He's teed up.
Go ahead, T. Wow. Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station, your boy Rod Waves. All right, now, there is an old wives' tale that talks about if you chew gum, like, you don't want kids to swallow gum.
No.
Right.
So you tell them, like, yo, you're not supposed to do that. It'll stay in you for 7 years, blah,
yes.
blah. Okay, yeah. That was a lie.
What I was told that.
That was a lie. Yeah. I was told that. I was told that religiously.
Yes.
Like, because gum, you ain't never been told that?
I didn't. I knew he wasn't supposed to swallow it. They didn't go that far.
All right, well, this 5-year-old boy basically had to undergo emergency surgery because he swallowed 40 pieces of gum.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
Boy 40? Told his mother he was having cramps and diarrhea, so she called the poison control center. And this is 5 years old. Okay, so she's bugging out. They told her to go to the hospital after she said her son ate the tub of sugar-free gum.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
The whole tub?
Yeah.
Damn,
he ate 40 pieces. Of gum. He just kept opening them up, chewing them, and she thinking he's chewing the same piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't stash 40 pieces of wrappers.
How you not
under
notice
his thigh.
Your he son
just swallowed up all the gum.
Did they give him the gum talk about not swallowing it?
I don't think they did.
I mean, if you're a jit, somebody's got to tell
five,
you.
Five, baby. He wasn't listening.
5-year-olds
five.
Are not listening.
Maybe right. Nobody told him.
The doctors had to put a metal tube down his throat.
Oh, man.
To scoop out the gum through his mouth.
Oh.
That, not that it wouldn't have passed through his system.
But he's clogged.
Yeah. Because there's so much of it. So it just created a wall in there. So he had to go in there and dig it out. Now, they suffered only a sore throat.
Right, that's good.
They didn't have to cut him or do anything else. But he had a sore throat, and he won't have any long-term effects. So listen, you can swallow gum.
Yeah.
This is true. A piece might pass through your breeze. But if you do it religiously,
right,
you're going to create some problems.
You're going to end up like this kid.
So that old wives' tale is kind of true.
Good. Yeah, it's good to actually tell kids.
Kind of true. Don't be swallowing. If you're a kid, you swallow gum, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. It even rhymes.
We can get down with that.
You're kind of dumb, too, if you're not paying attention to your kid eating 40 pieces of gum in front of your face.
Maybe she didn't see it.
Dude, it's 40 wrappers.
But I know you seen 40 like pieces of gum missing out of the tub.
That's
like,
a
forget
lot.
Forget that you ain't, you're supposed to like watch your child. So forget
right.
You're not supposed to like ignore that. But look at the tub of gum.
Right.
If there are 80 pieces in there and he ate 40.
Half of them.
You would notice.
Oh, my God. Definitely.
Like, you ain't paying attention.
No,
to your kid at all.
You are the definition of you need to put down your phone.
Yeah.
All right?
The streets is talking. Orlando and the Freak Show got some tea.
Danny Lay, a.k.a. DaBaby's baby mama, was arrested yesterday after police connected her to a DUI hit and run.
Mm.
The victim, who was riding a moped, allegedly received a serious back injury from the hit. Reportedly, several witnesses claim that Danny Lay was driving over the speed limit near Miami Beach and was constantly swerving the vehicle in and out of traffic after she hit the victim on the motorized scooter. She dragged the moped for over a block. And then she fled the scene. She was blew twice over the legal limit.
Twice over the legal limit. Hit somebody. Fled the scene.
Yeah.
You got three felonies against you.
Yep.
Not to mention everybody who was out there for Memorial Day weekend. So they all saw it.
Yes.
It's going to be on a million cameras.
Everybody got coverage of it. And honestly, the person who they hit, I probably can guarantee knew she was Danny Lay.
Yeah.
Because that's the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody out there.
Well,
and
they said
like,
she was driving crazy.
But what I'm saying is you're already illegal. You're already drunk. You're already all that. But now it's like everybody is looking at this because they're like, are you crazy? These are young Memorial Day partying people who are out there. And I'm like, you have just ruined. This would be the worst of the worst situations. Like,
yeah.
You know, like financially, this is going to be, this could ruin her. And she could go to jail for a really, really,
really
long
time.
You know what I'm saying? Like this, and lose the baby to DaBaby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like DaBaby could actually become his baby.
The victim has a fractured spine and a kidney laceration.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's pretty bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like you've committed, like driving drunk is dumb, especially when you got money. And then you doing it out there where, why, and you hit somebody, which is the worst of the worst, and then you leave.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then get caught, and you're dragging this.
The
you
person.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I mean, so that's proven that you don't know what you're drunk. You're, you know what I'm saying, out of sorts.
When you read it, three felonies as the headline, it's pretty bad.
Wow.
Yeah. A newly released batch of emails and other documents from Jeffrey Epstein has shed more light on the late pedophile's vast network of celebrity pals, including actor, comedian, and magician David Blaine.
Oh, no,
yes,
not Dave.
Supermodel Irina Shayk. Chris Rock was actually mentioned in one of the emails, although he's denied any kind of meeting with Epstein. And Tommy Mottola. They had phone calls together.
Tommy Mottola. Oh, yeah. But he wasn't at the island. He was just on the phone.
We don't know that necessarily, but so far it just says, I mean, he was so connected to every single person in Hollywood.
That's the thing. Crazy. You got to go a little deeper because just because you're connected in some way doesn't mean you were necessarily doing nefarious things.
So that don't mean you were on the island. That means that you might have done, you know.
Because like Chris Tucker, for example, his name's been thrown out a few times for a while now, and he has vehemently denied it. He's like, yo, I was there for like some fundraising. I was trying to do some charity type stuff. I was never on the island. So you definitely do have to take one step deeper to see.
So I wonder if you like went to one of his parties, are you popping up on a list?
You could.
Could be.
You know, like, a lot of people might have gone to some sort of big bougie event and then they end up on a mailing list.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Don't go upstairs.
Yeah, don't. Or downstairs. Don't go too far down.
Don't go anywhere. Yeah.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.